Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 115 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to talk about goldmaking. As usual, I'll be going through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'll be talking about what's going on with the game and a discussion point. And this week, I'm going to talk a little bit about the most interesting market going into Shadowlands, the base legendaries, and how they have been. So it's going to be fun. Of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to everything I post 7 days ahead of time. So if you're interested in that, head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. All right, let's dive right in, and we'll just look at how my week has gone in BFA. And I think for the first time, I'm sitting at slightly more than I started Shadowlands with. Did I say BFA? Yeah, Shadowlands. Yep, I'm up at 19 million now. 800k more than I started Shadowlands with. If I can read this chart correctly. So that's nice. We are we've made gold finally. Finally. So that's good. I made 5.6 million in sales this week, so 100k less than last week, which is surprising to me. Because I thought it would be a lot more. I thought it would be a lot more. Mainly because I haven't really been posting aggressively the last two days-ish. I've just been chilling because a very large amount of the gold I have is essentially tied up and invested in base legendary items. And I have a lot of rank 3s and rank 4s. And I decided that based on the price history, which we'll talk about, I increased the prices of all my rank 3s and posted them at just very high prices to wait for the reset, because now people can actually craft rank 3s and turn them into finished items. So I wanted to wait for that. So those 2 days where I didn't really focus on getting sales at all and didn't craft anything more. But it was still a really good week, so that's good. I guess I was really carried by the rank 2s and rank 3s and rank 4s I sold early in the week, right after the reset. Because that market has been fantastic. The rank 2s have been selling for as much as 4 times crafting costs, some of them. Just definitely bringing in a lot of gold. And I've been reposting them relatively often. That's the main market I've been making money with, the base legendaries. There are some other, like, I sell a small amount of consumables and some other stuff, but that's not as important to my economy as the base legendaries. And I've been focusing on blacksmithing and tailoring, and I now have all of the rank 4 recipes for those two professions. I also have both the rank 3s for jewel crafting. I'll hopefully push them to rank 4 pretty fast now. And then I've just barely started working on leatherworking. I have two rank 2 recipes for leatherworking. And that's the next huge gold sink I want to push. We'll see how well that goes. It's just incredibly expensive. And I'm already behind the curve since rank 3s are essentially out. So that's gonna be hard to catch up on. But we'll see. Hopefully we can make it work. I don't think I'll be talking much about Classic, because I'm not currently really making gold in Classic. I'll be raiding a little while longer, finishing off Naxxramas with the guild and stuff, but I'm not doing any active gold making in Classic, and I think it's just going to be like, sell consumables useful in Naxxramas, sell gear useful in Naxxramas. Until Nax progress is over, on a lot of realms there are loads of guilds who have not killed Saffron yet, not killed Kel'Thuzad. So definitely a lot of effort still being put into getting past those, and particularly Saffron, which is a sort of a resistance gear consumables check. Definitely something to sell to. So what's going on then in Shadowlands? Well, Mythic Raids are now open, as is the first wing of LFR. Players can craft rank 3 legendaries, and that's interesting. So this is like this is usually the peak for prices, just about Mythic opening week, and then prices start trending downwards for consumables, for related materials, and usually for other materials as well. Now, that might not be the case here because of base legendaries, and there is a final rank 4 coming, which requires even more materials. So once we can get rank 4s, there will be an even larger outflow of material, and that's going to be after next reset. And so when this is live for everyone. So there may be another spike left at about then, and then prices will start trending downwards. That's going to be the final... everything is unlocked, and now it's just like more and more people are going to get most of what they care about, and the material prices will fall, crafted items will fall, etc. That's also the time where you get into very steady state markets, and things are usually very nice. Actually, my personal favorite time of expansions usually. It's like just after the dust from the launch settles, and you can just get into generating 20, 30, 40% profit margin regularly in all of your markets with a well-oiled TSM setup. So that's going to be cool. I'll have a Crafter's Mark 2 tomorrow. 168 gear is going to be great. I think a lot of people will be rolling alts in Shadowlands. I'm already considering getting one up, and then by just buying a full set of 168 gear is going to be really nice to quickly get going. BOE's consumables, BOE flipping is going to be less risky now, something I'll consider entering, because I've felt that the overall trend has been too much downwards to bother, but we'll see. Definitely look right now, there are opportunities. If the race is still going on, there's going to be opportunities with mythic BOEs with good tertiary stats like sockets and avoidance or sockets and leech or whatever they want. This is definitely something that's going to sell for a premium because there's much less loot going around, which means that getting some BOEs has a much higher value, and this has been reflected in very high BOE prices, even for heroic BOEs, which has not really been the case in the past, outside of Corruption, which was a very special case. So there's loads of money to be made. I'm just looking forward to the continuation, essentially. As of right now, I'm sitting at the same amount of gold on my banker on my main realm as I started Shadowlands with. And I already have more than 200k coming in sales because I'm past the break-even point for what I've been doing with base legendaries, and I'm gonna hopefully pull in a good chunk of sales over the next couple of days. So this week we have a couple of questions from our patrons. We have two actually that we'll go through. The number one: which markets are you most interested in right now, and which are currently not worth it, but you see them coming back on the radar later down the line? So obviously for me, the base legendaries is the one I'm most interested in right now. Huge capital requirement, we'll talk more about it at the discussion point. And the reason I've been interested in it is because it's a crafted item that is literally best in slot for every class in the game. Or not every recipe, but that's what legendaries represent. A craftable, best in slot, tradable item. And that's just never going to be not be useful. That's never not. It's always going to be very incredibly good for players. I'll always want it. So that's why I stick to that. As for what might not be worth it, of course, this is going to be very realm dependent. Missives are not that profitable on my realm right now. Enchanting, not so much. But these are things that I expect will make a comeback because nobody's going to bother. Particularly with the missives, nobody's going to bother milling and crafting tons of inks and actually selling them for a loss. But yeah, like I see it right now, it's when most markets should be firing on all cylinders and everything is... There's so much stuff that's selling for a profit on my realm. You can do consumables, you can do alchemy, you can do food cooking, you can do... enchanting shuffles, you can do enchanting on many realms. There are so many ways to generate gold. You can flip and do resets. Resets are particularly interesting, actually. That's something I've done as well. I have reset a couple of the rank 3 base legendaries on my realm. Grimveiled Pants, for instance, I bought out a bunch of them for about 6,500 or 9,000, I don't remember. Either way, they're now currently selling for 18,000 gold. Sold two of them in the last 15 minutes just doing that. Because I know that demand is coming and there wasn't that many on the auction house. So I just bought them all out, and that's going to happen. It's going to be an opportunity in rank 3 legendaries, rank 4 legendaries when those come out, essentially. And materials, because the markets will, the auction houses will probably run dry. So just pay attention to that. If there's little left, then do a reset to try to increase the price by, depending on the item, anywhere from 20 to 100 or 200% can work. We also have another question. That's, what would you recommend for first-timer goblins to do currently in Shadowlands? Farming, profession flipping, etc. Farming always works, but it does depend on your goals. You need a little bit of gold to play the auction house. But if you want to learn to play the auction house and use professions, then you need to get practice with the auction house and professions. So I would generally suggest doing some of the things that you can do with professions that does not require a lot of gold. So that would mean stuff like the tailoring enchanting shuffle, just crafting shrouded cloth bracers and disenchanting them. Cooking, usually not that expensive. So there are some other low capital consumables, like for alchemy, you have the healing potions and the weapon oils, the weapon sharpening stones from blacksmithing, all of these items that don't cost you too much to get to them, and they have a high sale rate and they're cheap to craft, because they will get you some practice with paying attention to material prices, knowing what your crafting cost is, knowing when an item will sell, and trying how can you, and more importantly, learning how you can figure that out and how you can get better at figuring that out quickly. And just getting into the mindset of how do you value your crafts, how do you post them, when should you post, is there competition, is there not competition, does your competition matter, and just getting training. Now for flipping, there aren't any great flipping markets right now for newbies, I don't think so. Most of the flipping markets right now would require you to do at least a soft reset, and those opportunities are fantastic. But they're also a little bit risky, and I'm not going to recommend those for a newer player, essentially. But if you're a little bit more intermediate and you want to take some risk, definitely pay attention to quantities posted for stuff like rank 3, rank 4 base legendaries and the materials needed to craft them, because there are going to be opportunities, particularly on lower population realms. I mean, the auction house almost run dry on my high pop realm, so definitely opportunities across the board here. So let's go into the discussion point. And I titled this the material sink of base legendaries, but it's going to be about more than that. It's going to be about base legendaries in general. And they have been a wild ride so far in Shadowlands. The first week, it was the craziest race to the bottom I have ever seen, particularly for rank ones. Players undercut themselves to a tenth of crafting cost in some cases, because they just rushed to the higher ranks. Now, eventually, most players realized that they did not actually have enough gold to to do this. They didn't have the gold. They couldn't afford it without actually selling the stuff they crafted for a profit. So a lot of people, since then, profit margins have recovered significantly. There's also the case that, of course, when people could actually start crafting legendaries with their base legendaries, then sale rates went up and prices with them. So prices are now pretty good on rank 2s and 3s and 4s at least. Rank 1s are still selling for a loss and likely will forever, because it just makes sense to undercut those at unprofitable levels. They're not that expensive. They clog your bags if you level up your professions. They fill your bags up with and take way too much space. And it's an effective deterrent. You keep other people out of the market, because they'll look at the rank ones and they'll be like, oh shit, I have to craft all of these for a loss before I can make money back. Okay, that's going to suck. Yeah, that's going to suck. Maybe I shouldn't do base legendaries. But yeah, obviously base legendaries is also a market with huge variation between realm, as like one or two or three players will have a huge effect on the market, particularly for leatherworking, where it's just so expensive that you need some very rich sugar daddy to even get rank 4s available on your realm. But right now it's a market that's booming. I've generated a lot of sales. I've sold out, actually, throughout the week that has gone by. I've sold out of rank 2 pieces at several points in time. And I crafted, for some of the more popular slots, I crafted a decent chunk of extra rank 2s, more than what I needed to level up my my recipes, because they were selling so well. Prices went as high as 4 times crafting cost for some of the tailoring pieces, which is obviously a great price for anything with a high sale rate, and the sale rate was also very high. In fact, the rank 2 versions were sometimes selling for more than the rank 3 versions, even though, of course, they take less materials, because guess what? You can't turn a rank 3 into a legendary this week or the week that has gone by, but you could turn a rank 2 into one. I think that trend might repeat, and I think it's going to repeat this week. It's probably repeated this week that has been for you guys now, when this is live for everyone and rank 3s have been available for a week. That rank 4s probably are cheaper, have been cheaper in many cases than rank 3s, and now is a good time to buy rank 4s. So the trend that happened with rank 2s on my realm. The reset happened, quantities started going down, and then about Thursday evening, Thursday night after the reset, I'm on the EU of course, so the reset is on Wednesdays. Then the auction house started running completely dry of rank 2s, and the prices increased significantly, and I'm hoping something similar happens to rank 3s. That's why I've kept all of my own rank 3s. I increased my minimum price significantly. I also did the same for rank 4s for the same reason. I don't think material prices will go down until players unlock rank 4 crafting while getting enough soul ash. So I'm just going to keep them at a high price, because if I'm selling right now, I want to have a large profit margin. Because I think demand is going to go up, and I think people are willing to pay more gold than current prices if they have to. Because these are literally best in slot pieces, and players are willing to pay a lot of money for stuff that isn't even best in slot through the BOE market. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been waiting. And I'll be waiting at least one more day to see if it's paid off. It's looking good already. Prices are up on many items, but I think there's actually more upwards movement available, because players don't instantly get the soul ash to craft a higher rank legendary when the realms reset. They have to go do Torghast, and some of them might have to do higher layers of Torghast, and that's going to take a while. So I'm just waiting. I'm very happy to wait, and I'm hoping that it pays. I'm hoping for a very large payoff this week. That's what I'm expecting. My hope is that I end the week at, like, if I don't invest tons of gold into base legendaries and leatherworking, I'd expect to be sitting at 3 to 4 million gold in a week's time. Based on the auction house value of the stuff I have, because it's very valuable. So that's going to be a fun week. Now, in the future, rank 4s, those are going to be interesting. Players don't have to craft rank 4s to make gold, but players had to craft the rank 2s and 3s to get to rank 4. Players only craft rank 4s to make money off of them. So there's going to be no oversupply to go through. And the trend I've already seen is that for every higher rank, there's less available on the auction house. Just before the reset, where you could start crafting rank 2s at the Rune Carver, there was 120 rank 2 tailoring pants on my realm, which went down to zero pretty quickly. And just before the second reset, when you could start crafting rank 3 base legendaries, there was about 40 rank 3 Grimveil pants. So just a third. But most of the people who made rank 2 tailoring pants are going to want to upgrade those to rank 3. It's my belief, at least. So there's way too few Grimveil pants available. And then that's going to happen again with rank 4s, because there are even fewer of those, because no one crafted 15 of the rank 4s to level their profession. So there's going to rank 4s are going to have the by far the best supply-demand profile for profit. And I expect that prices will be pretty good for the rank 4s. I don't think 100,000 gold is generally unreasonable for a best-in-slot piece that rank 4 is. It's, of course, a decent chunk of farming, but if you've been diligent with your callings and you use some skinning, that's not that much. Skinning is still generating very large quantities of money, and it will. It will forever, so at least as long as the callus hides are needed and the current quantities and the yields are what they are. So that's what I think. I think that there's upwards price movement possibility for most of the rank 4s, and I don't think that 100k is an unreasonable price for the item, considering how strong it is. So what that means is probably on many realms, it might be a good idea to buy your rank 4s right now. Profit margins are not particularly outrageous, at least on my realm. Of course, if you're in a very low pop realm and there's one guy with rank 4, then yeah, probably wait until some more people unlock it. If you're in a high pop realm, though, there's already multiple people with rank 4s unlocked, for the most part. And yeah, they're posted for like 30, 40, 50, 60% more than materials cost, so nothing outrageous, at least on my realm. And once demand kicks in and material prices are likely to go up one final time, I just think that you're very likely to have to spend more gold than you would right now on many realms. So that's something to consider. That's something to consider. Now, pay attention to prices, though. Don't just buy it just because I said so. But definitely something to take a look at. Just look for the item. Use the base UI and you'll quickly get the price for the 235 version. Longer term, I'm definitely really excited about this market as well. Players are not going to stop crafting legendaries because they got their first one. They're for sure going to get more. The legendaries are super cool and fun. And I know I want more than one legendary on my character, even though I can't use them at the same time. And I expect most other people who play the game will want the same. So yeah. That's about this for me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to read about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.